Joining me in the studio right now is Drew Williford. He is the Public Works Director for the City of Mexico. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. Wanted to get updated on a couple of projects that you have ongoing, especially the Mexico Animal Shelter. For those who don't remember, there was a fire there on December the 14th, 2023, last year. Did significant damage to the building, but since then, you have decided to do repairs to that location. Tell us how that's coming along and, some of the things that you're doing over at that location.
Sure. So Flowmaster Construction is the contractor that was bid the job. And they're doing an excellent job. They've been on the job for a couple weeks now. They've been doing a lot of demolition inside. They're actually doing roof work last week as of Friday, and then this week too. Everything's getting sealed in so that we don't have any problems with rain as we've been having. And everything's going very well with that project. So the project is slated to be about 90 days. So we started the contract started May 24th. So we're anticipating to be completed by August 22nd. So I sure hope by the end of August, you're going to have a nice renovated animal shelter up and running.
Very nice. For right now, the Mexico Animal Shelter has a different location. It's at 721 West Jackson. So people encouraged to use that location until the new one gets back up and open, right? Or the
Yep.
old one gets back open, right?
Yep, that's correct. So we've got that temporarily set up, and we appreciate the local businesses working with us on that. And while the construction's going on, people will still have a level of service to handle those animals that need to be taken care of.
Absolutely. Another thing, another fire actually happened. This one was at our Crown Linen building. One of the buildings there was damaged by a fire just about 6 weeks ago. That was on June the 14th, as a matter of fact. No, not yep. June the 14th, but it was last month, May 14th, right?
Yeah, that was towards the beginning of May. I think it was actually around the 6th, was it not?
Yes, actually it was. You're correct. I was trying to find that date in here, but May the 3rd, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
It was in the 200 block of South Jefferson Street. They got some demolition underway over there on Friday. Just kind of tell us a little bit about that demolition and how that's going along, if you will.
Sure. It's actually a pretty substantial demolition project. That building was a substantial building. It was also quite old, nearly 100 years old, if I understand correctly. So Marshall Wrecking is actually doing the job, and they have had two very large excavators out on site. Very professional company. If you were watching it at all Friday, which I was out there for just a moment, those excavators, the crews there are working just perfectly in tandem to bring those buildings down without causing damage to the street, without causing damage to adjacent buildings. They actually shut down on Friday because they got to a point where everything was stable and safe. If they had kept going, they probably would have had some pieces of structures which would have been unstable, and they would have worked through that, of course, but that way it didn't conflict with anything with Miss Missouri and things of that nature. They'll be restarting today and have Promenade reopened today.
Absolutely. As I understand it, there are talks with the City of Mexico to rebuild at that location. Is that the way you understand that as well?
That's correct. Yep. And we're in talks with Crown Linen. There's nothing firm yet. So we sure hope to see the company continue to thrive and recover there. It's, I believe, one of the oldest companies that is in the City of Mexico.
Yeah. It used to be a central dairy building over there, is the way I understand it, back in the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Definitely a historic building there. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in and getting us updated on those projects. Any other big projects coming up for you in the City of Mexico?
Well, we've got our annual chip seal project, which we think will start towards the end of this month. So around the north central area, so think of Mary and Mars streets. Those areas will be sealing those streets. We've also got a number of stormwater improvement projects that we hope will be starting. Those are going back to the American Rescue Plan Act funds. We've got nearly $8 million worth of grant money for those projects. And the Pollock Road Bridge project is another big one upcoming, which we hope to have advertised here in around August. So all of those projects are coming down the pipeline pretty quickly.
All right. Very nice. Appreciate you taking some time out with us this morning.
Sure. Thank you.